Constitutional Court earlier today handed down a ruling which confirms a High Court ruling of October 2023 that the current rules on parental leave are unconstitutional, and that the 4 months leave which is due to women who give birth should be available to the partners of those women as well, to be divvied up as the couple, should there be a couple involved, in according to their needs and requirements. Annelie Besaidenhout is Director of Employment Law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Annelie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
So if somebody gives birth in 10 minutes' time, and the mother and the father, and it gets a little more complicated than that because it's not only about mothers and fathers. They would be entitled to say, I'll take 3 months, you take a month, well, I'll take 2.5, you take 1.5, as they decide.
Yes, I think any parent finding their way to the maternity ward at this point is first going to have a debate about who goes back to work first. The unanimous decision by the Constitutional Court today have confirmed that you now have 4 months and 10 days together. So whether or not you've adopted, or whether it's a surrogacy arrangement, or whether or not you've given birth, that is the amount of time that you get as a household. And you'd get to decide who takes what portion of that period, provided that together it gets to 4 months and 10 days.
And that is immediate, even though Parliament has been given 36 months to amend the law. In effect, the law starts as of 10 o'clock this morning.
That's correct. And I think the takeaway for me from the judgment is that the court said the protection of birth mothers to the exclusion of other parents, and that had the unfortunate consequence of perpetuating the assumption that women are and should be the primary caregivers of children. And the situation that we had, or the legal position before this judgment, was that there would be different categories of leave depending on your personal arrangements. So fathers in a traditional setup where there would have been a mother who had given birth, who was married to a man, he would have gotten 10 days, for example, and she would have gotten 4 months. And if you had a surrogacy arrangement, one of the partners had to elect 10 days and the other would get 10 weeks, and similar in an adoption arrangement. And what that means, the court has found, is that essentially what we're saying is we're elevating birth mothers above the rest, whereas everyone should be given the same period of time, being 4 months and 10 days. So that 10 days comes from the previous period allocated to what we would call the supporting parent. And that's now a joint allocation, which they as a family get to decide upon what is best for their household and how can they best look after their baby in those first few weeks, or a toddler, depending on if they've adopted or not. And that gives a lot of power back, I guess, to families to make arrangements that best suit them, because the Van Wyks in this judgment had a scenario in which the mother had various businesses that she had to attend to, and the father wanted to take the 4 months leave, but his company declined that request.
And so he had to take paid leave and then unpaid leave to give his wife the opportunity to keep running those businesses. So it applies to surrogacy as well, and whether we're talking about a same-sex couple who go through a surrogacy arrangement or traditional male-female surrogacy, both parents, whether it's a male and a female or two females, it's the same thing. 4 months, 10 days, to be divided up as the couple thinks best. And with adoption, does the age of the adopted child matter?
No. So interestingly, that's been taken away as well. So that doesn't matter. And that seems to be aligned with the court's view that whenever you have someone joining your family, there's a period of time in which you need for bonding and nurturing. And accordingly, that gets allocated. You are now afforded a period of time to do that. Previously, they capped it at basically a toddler's age, which they've now taken away. And they've accepted that that's quite a special time in any family arrangement. So that time should be afforded for anyone to bond with a child that's been either they've had through birth or that's now been placed with their families.
And even if that child is 5 or 6 years old, it's not going to matter. 4 months and 10 days to be shared between the two.
That's correct. And if you can't come to an agreement, which I find to be an interesting provision, if you can't be fine to come to an agreement, then it gets divided up as equally as possible, which I assume then you have to split 50-50. It would also be interesting to see what is the practical effect of this judgment, right? At this point, what we anticipate is this would have the greatest effect on corporate employers, where there would be a setup that families have the privilege of electing, because that doesn't always happen. But interestingly, the judgment also says if there's just one person working in your family arrangement or your partnership, then that individual gets the full 4 months. So that means if you have an arrangement in which just you have either a stay-at-home mother already or a stay-at-home father, that parent then gets the benefit of a full-time 4 month support at home by their partner. But all of this being said needs to also take into account that parental leave remains unpaid in South Africa and in terms of legislation. So this is not necessarily something that families can afford. And it depends on your company policy as well, whether they have made a decision to pay you despite the fact that the legislation does not provide for it. So practically, employers that paid previously for maternity leave will now be paying fathers, as an example, who go off on four-month leave as well, which could also have an impact on the workplace. So there's a lot of repercussions that we'll be seeing coming through, and that I think will be quite interesting to observe as to how this plays out practically.
And only the Concord decided not to change the UIF elements, leaving that to the legislation, which will now be amended.
Yes, and that was some of the Minister of Employment and Labour submissions. Is I don't think it's an easy task to do, to basically overhaul the system to now provide for a much wider grouping of people that get allocated to it. And there's additional practicalities, right, is managing internally with certainty that you do not have an employee that's doubling up, in other words, or a family that's doubling up. So in other words, does that require some cooperation between employers to check which parent is actually taking it? Or will the UIF need to set up a system to pick that up? In other words, to link it back to who's your partner. So there's so many questions flowing from this, but I think it's still at the end of the day a wonderful development that groupings of parents other than birth mothers now have sufficient time with their children as well.
One thing that sort of made me scratch my head is that the High Court judgment was in October of 2023, so almost 2 full years ago. And this doesn't seem like the most complex jurisprudential scrutiny that the Concord has had to undergo, which means that a system which is now regarded as being constitutionally fair has been held back from parents for 2 years. And I just thought, why is it? Of course, we don't know why it's taken that long, but it does seem unfortunate that parents who've had babies in the last 18 months haven't been able to benefit from the High Court ruling.
I agree with you, and I wouldn't know what those reasons are. It is quite interesting. I guess it's also a judgment with wide-ranging repercussions, right? I don't know if that was something that was taken into account, whether the Department of Labor, I think, in the High Court, the court called on them for additional evidence as well to put that forward in support of some of their arguments as to the strain that this will put on the system. So we can only speculate. I was quite surprised to see it with immediate effect. I think that's wonderful. It does have practical difficulties, though, but it is something that a lot of us have been looking out for the past 2 years, and we've been really waiting for this judgment to confirm what we've been. I think our view has always been that there is a gap in the legislation, and although it was amended 3 years ago to provide for commissioning and adoption, it was still not equal, and it was still not fair.
Anlie Besaidenhout, thank you very, very much for a very clear explanation. Director of Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.